You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians. As the ruby falls to the ground, it hits the floor and cracks open. It shatters into a bunch of little pieces, and from it emerges a giant flame elemental.
Squeech! Oh, no. I mean, he didn't know.
That's a very smart move.
That was brilliant,
oh,
though.
Man.
It was really smart.
Can you add the flame elemental to initiative? They rolled a 17, so it's up.
No, I rolled an 18, okay. So it's right after me.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I guess he goes a Steve Urkel.
Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Gentle's looking at it like, I don't think we can catch that in a jar. Like, they're still trying to assess how to get the fire elemental back to Alia. Like, that's probably not going to happen. Well, brag.
All right. He was kind of waiting to see, like, he thought everybody was just going to wait for them to get smoked out, but then he sees Gentle jump through the window, and then he goes, all right, and he's going to run to the door and kick the door open.
Yes.
Do you trigger the trap?
In his haste, he did not remember it.
I tried to disarm it.
Also, he would probably assume it was just a bell, so yeah, he would.
I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
But because he's aware of it, so its effects he can see, so as a barbarian, I have advantage on dex save against effects I can see.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
19.
Okay, so as you hit the trip wire, it snaps and you hear a bell go ding, 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 but that seems worthless at this point. But you also see an old rusty axe fall from the side of the door like it was rigged up there. But you are able to step to the side as it swings past you.
And then I kick the door open.
Yeah!
And then I'm going to run my 40 feet all the way in, and I'll take a javelin out. And then I will finally assess the situation and see the fire elemental go, oh, boy. And I will take my javelin, and I'm going to throw it at one of the guards, though.
Okay. Roll the hit.
22.
Hits. Roll damage.
10 points of damage.
It was just the next bandit, or the next guard over.
You can call them bandits. Just follow your heart.
I know. I just it's in the thing.
Be true to your heart.
You strike the bandit with a javelin square in the chest. They remain standing.
Oh, that guy. And I'm going to pull out another javelin and throw my other one at the same guy.
Roll the hit.
That is a modified 20.
That hits.
Another 10 damage.
Okay, he is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you dispatch of this?
When I'm surprised that the first one didn't take him out, I go, all right, you guy. And then I'm going to take the other one, and I'm going to throw it and try to aim just a little bit above it towards the neck.
And it strikes right in his neck, and he goes down. Blood splattering everywhere. The other high one goes like, ah! Watching us!
And that is the end of my turn.
Okay.
Zipper's turn.
Is Zipper ahead of the fire elemental?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she rolled a 18.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Hot die on
hot
initiative.
Dice.
Get the jump.
So Zipper sees what Crag did, and she's still like high as balls right now.
Yeah.
She runs up to the door that's not there. She kicks that imaginary door open and looks at and just sees the flame elemental and casts Hex on it.
Okay, great.
You place a curse on a creature that you can see, and until the spell ends, you deal an extra die 6 of damage. So I don't think they actually do get a save. Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's on them.
It's on
and
them.
Then when do they take the D6 of damage?
On my next turn.
On your next turn?
Yeah,
gotcha.
So I won't actually. But it's a bonus action now that I'm looking at it.
So
I still have an action. I'm going to cast Unseen Servant to gather the shards of gemstone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you cast Unseen Servant, and the Unseen Servant approaches the fire elemental and starts trying to scoop up what they can of this gemstone.
Yes.
As they start scooping them into their hands,
yes,
you see them turn into ash.
The gemstone pieces?
Oh, no.
Is it like red ash? Could we...
It's ash.
Well, dang, I have mending, you guys. I was going to try a thing, but never mind.
Okay, who's up now?
The fire elemental.
Who's the closest to the action right now? Is it gentle?
Probably me.
I think it's gentle.
The fire elemental approaches you, gentle.
Oh, okay.
It's in complete fire form. It reaches back its hand and goes to strike. And it misses, enraged with themselves for failure. Straight out of the gem, they come again.
Straight out of the gem.
I was born and I failed. Comes back.
You and me both,
left
buddy.
Hand. I'm happy for you, gentle, because once again, the fire elemental
doesn't sound happy.
I just rolled a 3 and a 5. How disappointing.
Each time it swats, gentle just goes backward, like, or it just like leans back, like they're doing like a limbo each time, and like gets back in position, and then does it again, and then like.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like demonstrate, but also talking to my microphone, and it's not working.
Yeah, but there's not even a hair singed of their fur.
Nice.
Big misses.
Also, when you said straight out of the gem, I immediately thought of NWA.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
And then I thought of, like, instead of Ice Cube, it would be like Fire Rube. Ruby.
Nice, yeah, I got it, yeah. It's pretty good. It's
straight out of the gem.
We're going to have, like, a full, like, MTV lineup worth of made-up bands.
Yeah.
It is Alia's turn.
Malia.
Alia?
Walla?
No.
Yeah, Mala is
Mala
is Alia's sister.
Oh,
yeah.
Mala.
She would be out of the thing you command, right? Because it's only a one-time, one-word command.
Oh, yeah. It's like it lasts until they complete the thing. Yeah,
which has been done for sure. Mala turns around and runs. Uses all of their turn, run away, and then they attempt to hide in the shadows.
That's probably best.
Okay, that is their turn.
Bandits. They all die?
Nope, there's two left.
Two more.
There's two, and I guess they would go to, well, probably Crag, since they wouldn't want to get close to the heat of the fire elemental.
The heat.
The first one is high, so they have disadvantage, and they're going to try to hit you.
Bring it.
Ooh, I think that might hit. What's your AC?
15.
Oh, yeah, that's a hit. They will do 9 damage.
Halved, because I am
halved,
resistant.
Yeah.
So would that be 5 or 4?
You round down.
So 4.
4.
Yep. Okay.
And then the second attack, 17.
That hits.
For 8 damage.
So another 4.
So you took 8 damage total as these two bandits surround you and swing. Now that we are to the bottom of initiative, I need everybody to roll cons to see if they are high.
Oh, boy.
It's still smoky.
Yeah,
yes.
No, it's so very
even
smoky.
The fire elemental.
8.
Well, I don't know if they can actually get it.
20, but it's not natural.
Well, fire's taking 10. In a lot of oxygen to go, so that means they're breathing, right?
Well, I know, but they have immunities.
They have high immunity?
Poisoned immunity.
Hey, don't, first of all, we're not calling it poison.
But it's a poison effect, basically.
This is a science question. Would they burn it up faster?
I think it would be, they're sucking in air, so around them, this swirl of smoke is starting to form. They have a shield of high.
I also rolled an 8.
Anybody under a 10 is now high.
I'm still high.
So you're just still high.
Is the 10 okay?
Oh, 10 is high.
10 is high?
Yeah.
Oh. Cool. I'm high.
You're high. So you have disadvantage on attacks.
So we're all fucking blazed.
So I failed last time, but I didn't, like, I succeeded this time, so am I not high anymore?
Yeah, you're not high anymore. I'm doing it by turn.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun way. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I
totally
I love it.
Homebrewed it because I've never thrown weed in
that's, that's a dope layer action.
You're doing great. You just like, ooh, the weed got in the way of the one thing I wanted to do next turn. So don't do drugs, guys.
This
it's going to get in the way.
PSA. Okay.
Bennett just went, so it's so gentle.
Because I'm so close to the thing and it's got this like swirl of high around it, I like suck in a breath and go, oh no. Ooh. Not good. Okay. I don't know if I have anything that could hurt a fire elemental.
Disengage and run away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that only hurts its feelings. I guess I'll do that. Yeah, that seems like the best idea is to disengage and run away.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Since I'm still in this crouch position, I'm just going to, like, roll backwards. Because that seems like the smartest thing to do while I'm stoned.
Right.
And then I scrabble on all fours. So I, like, put my crossbow away because I'm high. So I'm just, like, just going to scrabble away.
Gotcha. So you run back in the direction you came in?
Or just, like, there's random debris and stuff? No, that's not true. I don't run behind debris because it's probably wood, and that's probably not a good thing to get behind when there's a fire elemental. So, yeah, I'm just going to run in a far away direction.
All right, gotcha. So you dash as far away to regroup yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you dash back towards the direction of the window, and you stand up and you lick your paws.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, oh, I wish I could enjoy this feeling.
Squeege is next.
Okay, so it's just the fire elemental by me?
There's two bandits surrounding me.
Okay, so Squeege is high. And also, we did not discuss hurting these people because he got, like, the way he was just, like, all gung-ho about hurting the sister or whatever, he thought everyone was on the... He was trying not to hurt anyone.
Yeah, that's me too.
And then, like... You know, he walks in and he sees gentle like fire crossbow, and then Craig just like jumped in, like kicked the door down and started killing people. Like, and he's like, "Hi!" He's like, "Oh no!" He sees gentle run away. So he is going to. The fire elemental would get an attack of opportunity if I went past it, right?
Yes.
To go to find the sister?
Yes.
Okay. Here's a question. Can I cast protection from energy on myself?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So Squeege gives himself this big, like, self-hug and casts protection from energy, fire, and runs after the woman who dropped the ruby.
Okay, so how does it work? You don't even get anything, right?
For 1 hour, willing creature you touch has resistance. Yeah,
not
to
immunity.
one damage. Okay. Oh, no, one type of damage, yeah,
and
fire.
So you chose fire.
Yeah.
So since you have resistance, they have disadvantage, yeah. Right?
No, if they hit, he just takes half damage.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to roll the attack of opportunity, a 20.
Okay, that hits.
But this damage is now halved. 10 damage halved, so you just took 5 damage.
Okay.
So this giant flame paw strikes at you as you run by, but you are able to keep going forward. I need you to roll an investigation to see if you can find her.
Cool.
I also just imagine that while you're running, you're like hugging yourself as you run.
5. Yeah.
You scan the area and you can't see her anymore.
Man, guys, I'm so high right now. Oh, I'm so freaking high.
Yeah, I should have given you disadvantage on that, but that's okay.
I wouldn't have got it anyways.
All right, next.
Is Craig.
Craig, you are flanked by 2 of these guards.
And I'm high as balls, and I look around, and I start crying for some reason. And then
I love
moody.
That's your response.
I take out my maul, and I'm going to swing at the first guy.
Go for it. Roll a hit.
Disadvantage.
You have disadvantage.
Oh.
Natural 1.
Oh, no. What's your AC?
15.
Okay.
You do hit yourself.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. For how much damage? Just roll my regular damage.
What is your regular damage?
2d6 plus 4.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. Well, actually, because I'm raging, so 2d6 plus 6.
And then halved.
Right.
Yeah.
13 halved, so I take 6 points.
Yeah. So you take your maul It was your maul, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you take your maul and you bash yourself in the knee.
And I start crying even harder. And then I'm going to take my second swing at the same guy that I just missed on.
Don't do drugs.
A 9.
That is a miss.
All right. Then I'm just going to just be so mad. but that's all I can do.
Okay. Next.
Zipper. So Zipper, for the first time, like, you know, during this adventure, she's very, very clear-headed. She looks around, and she's going to cast Words of Radiance. And for Zipper, the most beautiful sound, because I'm thinking it's, like, the most angelic sound, is actually music. Mm. So she opens her beak, and out comes just, like, this beautiful, like, violin type of awesome. Song. And they must roll a... con save.
Okay, who's it towards?
Any creature that I can see. So I'm casting it on the three of them.
Gotcha. Okay, so a con save, and then what happens if they fail?
Then I will do 2d6 of damage, or radiant damage, but to the fire elemental 3, because they are hexed.
Okay. Con save, what do they have to beat? I'm sorry.
14.
All right, bandit 1 fails. Bandit 2 fails.
Fire elemental passes.
Cool, okay.
So they still will get 1d6 from your hex, and then the...
It's the hex is only when they hit the creature.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so I missed. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, chat.
Thank you, chat.
six radiant damage.
Six radiant damage to both of them?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, man, that hurt.
They're high.
So high.
This warehouse is full of smoke and fire.
Stoners.
And stoners.
fire elemental is next.
Okay, gentle, disengaged, and dashed. The fire elemental will not be able to catch up. How close is Squeech? Squeech is pretty close, yeah?
I was really close to gentle, too. I'm probably the closest,
so it's you as well?
Yeah.
So the fire elemental, when this wall of high and smoke comes up right next to you, so you're almost completely surrounded at this point, and begins to attack. First swing, 12.
That does not hit. But is it? Am I flanked, you said?
You are flanked.
Okay, then it has advantage on the
attacks. Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Thank you.
Welcome. Being honest.
Okay, so you're right. So the first one,
it's a 20.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. And I'll just do the second attack as well.
Okay.
Ooh, second attack hits as well. It's like a 25.
Yep.
Dealing you. This is fire damage.
I'm resistant to all damage except for psychic.
Ooh, terrible roll. 7, 8, 9, 10, plus 6, so 16, so 8 damage coming at you.
All right.
Wow.
Very lucky. I rolled 2, 2, 1, and a 5.
I'm still okay.
I'm still okay. Craig talks a little bit differently when he gets high.
When he's high, he talks like a 1920s radio announcer.
Oh, that's the best.
And the most annoying friend I have. Okay.
Malia?
Okay, cool. I'm not going to tell you what they do. Because you don't know where they are.
Yeah. Ooh. Then it is bandits.
Malia.
Okay. So they're high, but you are flanked, so they're going to continue to attack. Everyone's just beating up on Craig right now.
That's what I'm here for.
Natural 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's going to stab his friend. Murder him. There's no way he'll survive this damage. Nope.
Let's role play it, but this guy is standing on one side
sobbing,
of
sobbing, so I'm assuming in one of my deep sob, he goes over and just stabs the other guy right in the throat.
Oh, my God.
And the other guy falls to the ground.
Dead.
Oh, my God.
Kenneth, I loved you.
Kenneth.
Oh, no. How did we get into this situation?
And I look up at him, I go to give him a hug, but then I'm like, wait, no.
Why are we fighting?
I don't know.
You jumped us and didn't even talk to
There's
us.
There's a big fire thing.
I'm so hot.
Me too.
Oh, no. So we are back to the bottom, so we're going to all roll a con saving throw.
Oh, please.
Oh, well, there that is.
Oh, that's
good.
Much better.
You cried it out.
14.
17?
25.
5.
All right. Zipper, you're high as hell.
Oh, no.
And we're back to the top of initiative.
Gentle.
Okay. Ugh.
So there's this creeping fire elemental who is now engaged with Craig.
Okay.
But that does set up your sneak attack. There is this very hurt-looking guard who's sobbing because he just killed his friend, potentially lover.
What is in this warehouse? Like, is there a certain amount of dirt? Like, what?
It's a weapons warehouse.
Yeah, it's a lot of debris from weapon creation. So think like scraps of metal, parts of blades, handles, like pieces of wood. It's all old, though, so it's all, like, kind of caked in rust and dirt.
Is there either enough dirt for me to grab or, like, something big enough for me to throw over the fire elemental to, like, put out the fire?
That would be pretty hard to scoop up in just your hands.
Is there anything enough I can, like, scoop dirt into?
You could look for something. Can you roll an intelligence for me?
I sure can. I'm gonna use another luck point. 22.
As you are trying to come up with a plan, you look over this fire elemental and you think to yourself, you know what puts out fire really well? Water. Water is something that works really well against fire.
Yes, I have thought that. I don't have any water. Do I see anything watery?
You could look. Let's roll an investigation to see if you see some sort of basin.
Modify 20.
You begin looking around the place, and you do see far off on the side what looks like it could be perhaps a bathroom area.
Okay.
And next to it is a well.
Okay.
Construct.
So for a minute, Gentle's just making the face of that Winona Ryder gif, where the, like, all the mathematical equations are in the air, and they're like trying to think, and they go, And so I want to, I guess, dash to that bathroom area.
Okay. Yeah, and you're able to get there.
Cool. There's a well. Can I pull water up in a bucket?
Yeah, you can try. Roll dexterity.
10.
You begin pulling the bucket up. It smells pretty foul down there, but you hear the slosh of water.
Cool.
That's the end of your turn.
Squeech.
Okay, can I roll like a history on like elementals besides water or whatever? How was it contained or in that gem? I guess magic, arcana?
Yeah, you can do that to see, to try to understand the magic better.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, roll.
Cool. Because gems don't shatter into a million pieces when they fall from like 3 feet.
Unless they're fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, 15.
You recognize or remember that this is no ruby at all. That was a lie. It's an elemental gem. It's a gem that contains elemental energy. And when you break the gem, an elemental is summoned as though you had just cast the conjure elemental spell. Mm. Once that happened, the gem and magic is lost. The type of gem it is determines the elemental, which this was actually a red corundum. Corundum?
Oh. Hmm? So it wasn't a ruby.
Mm-hmm. See, this is why I always ask, is there anything you want to tell us that might make this easier for us to get a thing for you? Just be upfront about it, because we're doing the thing.
But, I mean, there could still be a ruby, right? No?
I don't think so.
Right? Really?
I mean, Squeege, you think whatever you want, bud.
That's very sweet that you think that there could be.
I'm going to roll to see if Squeege knows. Because Carlos doesn't
where's
know.
Where's the ruby?
Because I'd be thinking about a ruby. This isn't a ruby.
Right, but she was also afraid of it, like, hurting herself somehow. Like, I don't know, summoning an elemental.
That's a 10. It's a 50-50 on whether or not Squeege gets it. I don't think I would have known. Like, I don't think Squeege would have known. I don't know. I would have still assumed that this woman wants this ruby. So Squeege looks at the elemental, thinks about it, says,
wait a second. That's not a ruby. I bet you she still has it.
And he's going to go running out to see if he can find her again.
All right, roll again. Investigation.
12.
Dill cannot find this woman.
Okay. I can't see her. I can't find her. Then I'm gonna disengage and go, like, hide, kind of.
Okay. You, like, tuck behind a beam. Like, one of those. You just, like, step behind it.
Funny thing is, there's, like, like machinery shaped exactly like Squeege. When he chooses to hide behind the beam, his cape is. Yeah.
I like to think that there's like on either side of the beam are things that would be perfect for hiding him.
All right. Now that I'm not high anymore, I feel a little more confident, and I'm gonna take my first small attack at the bandit right next to me.
Go for it.
That is a 13.
That is a hit.
Nice. 11 points of damage.
Oh, he's dead.
Nice.
Nailed
we
it.
Could have taught.
And then I'm gonna swing around, and then I'm picturing this beautiful imagery of me, of Craig, turning and facing the elemental, the fire just over him, kind of illuminating his silhouette from behind.
Like in Wonder Woman?
Yes. And then he takes his maul, swings it over his head, and is going to take his next attack at the fire elemental.
Roll it.
That is a 22.
That hits.
Ooh, ooh.
All damage.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
14 points. No, wait, 13 points, sorry.
Liar.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right, and then I'm going to look around. Do I see any of my friends?
Probably see Zipper.
Zipper standing there.
Just super high. She's like kicking up dirt.
I'm pulling a bucket out of a well.
Yeah, I think you might see that. You'd hear it at least.
Okay.
The sloshing of the water.
And I'll be like, I'll say to myself, just got to give him a little bit of time. And then that's going to be the end of my turn.
Perfect.
Nice. It is Zipper's turn. She got hit real hard with the smoke. She realizes that she didn't cast her mage armor. It's like the worst time. So she holds her orb in the air and does her magical girl transformation.
But like, if it was an actual magical girl transformation, the normal music that would play is like a really chill remix of it.
Yeah, or it's just like, you know when a toy runs out of battery and it's like really slow? So it's like a sad magical girl. So she gets all of her armor. And then she thinks, in nature, animals scare other animals from being bigger. So she casts light on herself. She wants to intimidate the flame by being brighter.
Now the room is illuminated.
So bright.
It's so bright in there.
Yeah, that's it. You know. It's the flame elemental's turn. Are they intimidated by me? No.
We're all intimidated. I don't
think so.
Probably not.
It's very hard to intimidate.
Fire.
Literal
fire.
An elemental of conjured magic.
Yeah.
So they're going to attack Craig. First swing is going to hit. Second swing. Woo. Going to hit as well.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. 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 Oh,
this boy.
18. So 9 damage coming in.
Ooh. All right.
How are you holding up?
I'm doing okay. On a scale of 1 to 59. Doing about a 28.
What? Yeah. Doing okay.
What a nice specific scale.
All right. That's it.
It is. Sorry. Malia's turn. Secret stuff.
Secret stuff.
Secret stuff.
Secret,
secret
stuff.
Stuff.
Secret,
secret stuff. Tunnel.
Okay.
Bandit's turn. Bandits are dead.
Bandits are dead.
Up to the
moment
top.
Of silence.
Oh, we have to make another con save?
Yep.
Oh, con save.
Is this smoke leaving at all, or is it just...
No, because this has only been, like, a minute.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 20.
Oh, fuck.
20.
4.
9.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Another teen. You're stoned as balls. You got disadvantage.
It just keeps happening.
You guys are the ones who threw this into the room and then sprinted into it.
Listen, I don't think there was anything wrong with our actions.
Your plan was to fill a room with smoke.
Go on.
And then run into the room.
I'm bored.
I wasn't going to run into the room. I saw everybody else doing it.
Just like a Navy SEAL.
I wonder what they're going to do. Oh, yeah. No, sprint into the smoke you just threw.
It's just like drugs. I saw everybody else doing it, and I really wanted to get in there.
I'm going to be real with you. I forgot the plan and got excited. I was like, cool, we threw in smoke.
Let's go for it.
You asked for initiative, and I was like, oh, we're fighting.
It doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yes, I realize that now. I've made some choices.
Speaking of choices, you were up.
I know. Okay. So I'm filling this well, and it's taking long enough that I'm feeling kind of stoned again.
And you've pulled it up to your hands at this point, and there's a bucket full of water. You know there's a lot of water down in that well, too, and it all smells like putrid. Like, it hasn't moved in a while.
I want to... Can I investigate to make sure that it's not, like, mixed with oil or some other thing that's going to make this fire worse?
Yes.
Because if it smells bad.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's a nat one.
You have no idea what that smell is, but you're pretty sure this is water.
I'm like, ugh. I can't smell anything. It just smells like joy because I'm...
smells like bright.
Yeah. So I have a bucket of water now.
Yes.
That I'm kind of sure is water. I'm guessing that the fire elemental is focused on Crag.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to start making my, like, way over, but I'm kind of, like, toddling with the water, like, trying to be sneaky, but I'm exaggerating being sneaky because I'm stoned.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, when you're like, I'm totally sober. Let me show my friends how sober I am by very specifically doing things. Mm-hmm. It's that.
All right. Well, let's roll stealth with disadvantage. Under a 10, you'll drop the bucket.
Ooh, I got a 14.
Oh, yeah. So
my stealth is good.
Your stealth is good, and everybody sees you sneaking.
Are you just imagining, like, the Pink Panther?
Yeah.
Like, you're sneaky.
I might be making that sound to myself.
But you sneak closer. You aren't able to move in the dash action to get all the way back, but you would be able to get to them by next turn.
Yeah, that's the plan. Squeech.
Man, so Squeege is just trying to find her. Can I tell if there's a back door or anything open?
You can look for one. Roll investigation.
Okay. 13.
You walk through the warehouse, and you see a door moving slowly back and forth, like somebody may have gone through it.
Yeah, I'm going to make a dash right through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you dash through the door.
Yeah.
You step outside.
Okay.
You look around. And you see nothing.
That crap. Do I go back inside? Do I just get high off my own product at this point?
We're all getting high off your own product.
What do I see back there?
You see a small loading area where it looks like stuff would have been put into carts and everything back when this place was operational. And you see a back alley, but that's about it.
I'm going to turn around and head back in.
Up next is Crag.
If Crag saw Gentle kind of trying to sneak behind it, he's going to just move, kind of stay in combat with it, but just kind of get around so it's facing him and its back is to them, if that makes sense.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to do that and then take my two swings.
Go for it.
With disadvantage, because I'm high as balls. That is a 13.
13 hits.
Really?
All right. Nice.
And a... That's even better. That's a 15.
That hit.
All right, so the first one does 12 points of damage. And the second one does 15 points of damage.
Nice.
So with these two big swings of your maul, you see the fire, like, wrap around it and then extinguish just a little bit. And then you hit again and it wraps around the maul and then seems to be a little bit smaller than it was before you started switching.
I'll keep going till you're a match flame, you wee bright.
And in this moment...
Oh, no, it's Donald Duck.
I'm trying to make the sound of fire.
In this moment, Superstone Gentle goes, oh, you could hit it with weapons. So they were like, fire, you can't hit fire.
That is the end of my turn.
Okay.
Zipper is up. She snaps out of feeling high and casts Eldritch Blasts on the fire.
Yeah, roll the hit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's all I want to do. That is a 15.
Hits.
Great. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
14 damage?
14 damage.
Dang.
Weiss.
So the Eldritch Blast hits the fire elemental. I'm picturing it in that spot in the back, you know, between the shoulder blades.
Oh, yeah.
And the fire elemental goes, it turns and looks over its back, but then has to fixate back on Crag.
Yes.
Good.
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 Yes.
Without a scream.
Wow, wow, wow.
Quack, quack.
Yeah, I can't do the voice.
Next is the flame elemental.
All right, still engage. Oh, is that including hex damage?
Yes, it was.
Okay, great. Thank you. Two attacks on you.
Bring it.
Here you go, Crag. First swing. is a miss. Distracted by that Eldritch Blast.
Second
is a hit, dealing you 11 damage.
All right, down to 5.
All right, who's up next?
Malia. And so it is up to the top.
Why'd you look at me like...
Did you find her?
I'm trying. I guess I didn't.
Mm-mm.
Hey, it's up at the top.
Back at the top. All right.
Oh, yeah. Con save.
Con save. Oh, still so bad.
Yes.
11?
11, you're good.
Yes.
18.
Failure.
Zipper's high.
Zipper's high. Cool. Now that I've, like, taken the time to be really stealthy, it's, like, giving me time to clear my head.
Uh-huh.
And so I, like, actually stealth the rest of the way closer. I guess I don't have to get as close as I thought I needed to because Crags distracted him. Whatever. I get close enough to throw this bucket of water onto the elemental.
Roll to hit.
Nat 20!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Woo-woo. I don't know how much damage.
But you're going to get sneak attack. It's going to be a lot of damage. Because you're going to get your sneak attack bonus.
Plus, you get a d6 per foot of water. So let's say it's 2d6 plus sneak attack.
So 5d6.
5d6 double. Because it's
This is the best moment of my life. 6, 11, 12, 13, 14, 20, so 40 damage.
Oh, yeah. This fire elemental is extinguished. How does this happen?
I, like, shuffle close enough, and once it's, like, focus is on Crag, I, like, hold the bucket above my head, and then I just fling, like, the entire bucket. So yeah. Once the water's through, I, like, follow it up with throwing the bucket, like, at the back of its head.
Yeah. And as the water hits the back of the fire elemental, you start to see it extinguish, and then the bucket goes over the top of the elemental's head and starts to fall to the ground, and you can just see the fire elemental getting, like, sucked into the bucket all the way down.
Cool.
And the whole thing goes out. The bucket tips over, and it's empty.
I imagine as it disappeared, then I see, like, Gentle and I both make awkward eye contact as we just see each other we couldn't before, and then I look at her, them, and I say... I don't actually say anything. I just nod.
I say nod. And we are out of initiative.
Nice.
Squeech comes running into the room. Guys, I don't know where she went. I went looking for it. I mean, we got to find that ruby. It's got to be somewhere.
No, this was the ruby.
Yeah.
That thing was the ruby.
But it's not a ruby.
It's an alive.
Yeah, she Alia was lying to us.
Yeah, she was not being truthful.
But are we sure?
Pretty sure.
No.
I mean, not 100%, but that's... It seems
oh my
like.
God, did you guys kill these people? I just wanted to break a leg, and everyone seemed that like that was the wrong thing to do, so I thought, oh, we're not going to kill people.
No, but I just clarified.
Oh my God.
I asked if she wanted her sister to have their legs broken, and she said don't hurt her. She didn't say anything about the people with her.
Oh, okay. God, I got to read between the lines.
Can Craig go and look through the warehouse to see if he can find... The woman.
Roll investigation.
I want to look through these bodies.
Me too.
18.
You look around. Something dawns on you as you look around. People were living here. Wouldn't it be a lot messier? Like, why does it still look abandoned? Why isn't there any, you know, no salt shaker? There's no... Nothing that somebody who... I'm just trying to think of something that would be...
Yeah,
like,
homie. And they hadn't
shaker.
Used that water. Like, yeah. They haven't been using that as drinking water or anything.
Just want to let everyone know, when I moved into my first apartment, I made sure to bring one thing.
And it was a salt shaker.
It felt like I was home.
Yeah.
It was my salt shaker.
My point is, with salt shaker, it's like such a, it's just a thing that, like, nobody really cares about. You wouldn't bring with you anywhere. But it would be left behind. It's something that, you know, people have. There's no chains of clothes. There's nothing. You don't see anything like that.
No toothbrushes?
And I don't find her.
Not find her.
But I think she bolted.
Who?
The woman, Molly. Mala?
Mala.
Mala.
Oh, man.
Mala.
Guys, what happens if we can't find this ruby?
No, Squeech.
Yeah.
There is no ruby.
The ruby was a lie.
Oh.
Life is a lie.
Because the ruby... was inside us.
No!
Is that, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Good. So are we just gonna, like, welch on this?
No, we go
no,
tell
we should
her.
Go talk
we
to
go
her.
Tell her what we found.
Zipper right now is super high. Right? So she is, you see her and she is trying to like strike a match. Like in her mind, she's like, destroy the evidence. The guard will find out and everything will be so shitty.
Zipper, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you trying to light this place on fire?
Roll sleight of hand.
Are you trying to stop?
I mean, how much fire? There was a fire elemental in this place. Like, how much can she actually light this place on fire?
You tell
deliberate.
Me.
Deliberate, she can figure it out.
That is 12.
I'll say this. You are able to light the match, and it is in your hand.
So I just, like, look at.
He blew it out.
Zipper, do you want to...
Right on your back? Why, yes, I do.
I was just about to ask that.
Can I search these bodies?
You can. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
Something shiny.
Okay.
Which body are you searching? Because I'm going to be searching a body, too.
I got distracted when he said that, so that's the explanation for the nat one.
Explanation?
Yeah. You search two of the bodies, and their pockets are completely empty.
Okay, well, I'm going to search this guy. Ugh, he's so soft.
Why are you feeling how soft he is?
I'm just taking notice. It's impossible not to. Listen, there's receptors on my fingers that's telling me information.
Like soft, like his skin is soft like baby, or soft like he doesn't have much muscle?
Well, I'm not putting it up against my face, but I'm just meaning that he's kind of squishy, okay?
Meanwhile, Zipper and Craig are running around the warehouse, and Zipper's on his shoulders, and they're just going, wee!
And she is so bright because she still has light cast on her her mage armor, so she's just like this beacon.
I rolled 5 on investigation.
You find a dirty old paperclip.
Oh, this is all my... Wait, what? What is this? Why is this guy carrying this around? He had it in a handkerchief like it's something important.
Pocket treasures.
Better hold on to it just in case.
We killed some people. We lost the person we were supposed to find. We broke a gem that turned into an elemental, and Zipper is still very out of her mind. But, you know, I'd say we did exactly what the captain told us to. I feel bonded.
Yeah, and we got Blaze. Whatcha?
Gentle will give him a fist bump for that.
Fist bump.
What are you going to do?
To the place where we were going.
Yeah, I'd want to go back to Alia.
Okay.
You knew what I meant. Thanks. Yes.
So you return to Alia's mansion. You go up those tall stairs.
Wait, can I try and pick the lock?
What?
Oh, you want to sneak in?
Why? I just want to pick the lock.
Why are we sneaking in?
Because it's fun.
Do it.
I want to be dramatic.
All right. Roll.
28.
That's much better than what I wrote. You use your lock pick and you jimmy the key, or you jimmy it into the keyhole, and the door pops open slowly.
I just feel like she was not honest with us. We could have been potentially in a dangerous situation. It would not be a bad idea to surprise her a bit.
You want me to kick it down?
Just save
no,
your
there's,
life.
Let us kick it down the way out.
I don't know if it will kick down on the way out because it opens in.
Perhaps let's kick down another door.
Oh.
Yes, I don't want to hurt her or anything. I just think it might be good to remind her that we are capable of doing things. Because she did send us on a dangerous mission without all of the information.
But if she had a gem that could summon a fire elemental and she gave that away, she probably has a lot of other stuff that could hurt us.
Yeah, so it'd be a good idea for us to have, upper hand.
Yeah, and also, she's going to be so upset that we didn't get her ruby back, guys.
Yeah, Zipper climbs off of Craig while they're having this conversation and goes, hello?
Hi.
You hear from the shadows, maybe a floor up, maybe two floors up. It's just a voice echoing through the main hall.
How high up is the main hall?
Well, you can see like several stories, like a balcony that goes around.
It's dark.
Yeah, it's dark.
Because I do have like 60 feet of dark vision.
Yeah.
Can I see anything?
Let's roll investigation to see what you see.
21.
You look up and you see all the way on the top floor, Alia with her arms over the banister. Next to her are two large, seemingly bodyguards. She's looking down.
Did you bring it?
We would love to have brought it, but it appears it was very fragile.
So you failed.
Oh, great Alia, mistress of the realms of two. I...
Don't ask. Don't ask. It's great.
I'm not going to ask.
No, no, no.
That was funny. I heard him laugh and I was like, am I missing
it? It was not on purpose. However, we did not know how fragile this stone was.
Yes, why did you not just tell us that it was a stone carrying a fire elemental?
I didn't want to scare you.
Well, it is much scarier to suddenly be fighting fire when you thought that you were just stealing the stone. Like, you saved our lives. We would not have been upset. We just needed to know the information.
And if that's not good enough, you have another favor from me. Zipper.
I would say, you still owe me my favor.
We do.
Yes, I'm telling you guys, we should have found the ruby. Yes.
Now, a woman like me doesn't get into the position I'm in by allowing people to just skate by, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you for something a little bit bigger next time. Hope you're okay with that.
Just give us all the details of the mission first so that we are more capable of doing it than we can.
Understood.
End of adventure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session streamed live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.